Intergalactic planetary, intergalactic. Welcome to the 100th episode of Scratching the Surface. I'm Caitlin Ahrens, the Pluto Manager with the U of A Center for Space and Planetary Science. In celebration of the 100th episode of Scratching the Surface, I'd like to talk about the Cthulhu Macula region on Pluto, a surface that is certainly making our heads scratch. Plus, it's really fun to say Cthulhu, let's be honest. Cthulhu Macula is named after the titular cosmic entity character from the world of H.P. Lovecraft. Macula is a geologic description meaning a regular dark spot. This dark spot happens to be nearly 1,860 miles long and truly the darkest area found on Pluto. One of the weird parts about it is that it's only located on the southern hemisphere of Pluto. This could give us insight into how ices evolve and condense onto the surface of Pluto during its planetary evolution and seasonal changes. The darkness is also still a bit of a mystery. It is speculated to be tholins, or a tar-like mixture of irradiated methane and nitrogen clumps on top of a huge amount of water ice, which is considered to be the base rock of Pluto. It also houses methane snow-capped mountains and really beautiful impact craters. The presence of so many craters makes us believe that this region may also be the oldest surface on Pluto, probably even billions of years old. The Pluto Lab at the Arkansas Center for Space and Planetary Science and other labs that study Pluto in the nation will hopefully combine their creative powers to study more about Cthulhu Macula. For more on the Center for Space and Planetary Science, or for more segments of Scratching the Surface, spacecenter.uark.edu.
Scratching the Surface with Caitlin Ahrens, the Pluto Manager, is a production of KUAF Public Radio in Fayetteville.